I'm Jenny Mason, your tour guide to Feedback Loops, a journey through food waste cycles and the solutions that curb climate change. Flames out by 10 a.m. This was the presidential mandate issued to Harry T. Gisborne in 1918. All wildfires had to be extinguished within a day. Gisborne was the U.S. Forest Service's first-ever fire scientist. He devoted the next 38 years to taming Mother Nature to save the people and homes flooding into the western U.S. He assembled a nationwide team of 6,000 weather watchers to predict storms. He replaced volunteer firefighters with trained professionals. Realizing that fires could be controlled once they were sliced like cakes, Gisborne invented new jobs like hotshots and smoke jumpers. These brave souls infiltrate fires on foot or by parachute to cut control lines. Journalist Jonathan Vigliotti notes that without aircraft, satellites, or radar, Gisborne effectively snuffed nature's wildfire cycles. Unfortunately, Gisborne's genius backfired. His methods upended ancient indigenous stewardship methods, creating dense forests choked with burnable fuel. Not surprisingly, fires today are measurably hotter, bigger, and impossible to contain. Add to this predicament a chronic rise in regional temperatures, a severe drought, and intensified winds, all stemming from human-induced climate disruptions. Ordinary people are hotshots when they convert household food waste into the compost that sequesters carbon and helps cool the planet. Feedback Loops is produced in collaboration with Table to Farm Compost and KDUR. For more information about curbing food waste, visit tabletofarmcompost.com.